just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Hump Day Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 edition. President Trump still taking questions from the moderator and the audience there in Switzerland. Well, while speaking to a panel, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who flew to Davos, Switzerland, for the third year in a row to take part in the World Economic Forum's annual meeting. She sat on a panel regarding manufacturing and a panel about electric vehicles, mostly talking about the manufacturing capabilities not only in the United States, but the state of Michigan. Well, someone in the audience asked her a question. What type of car do you drive? And Governor Gretchen Whitmer confessed. She said, I haven't driven in 8 years. Of course, being the governor of the state of Michigan, she has a driver. So they were kind of searching to find out what kind of vehicle the governor prefers personally. And she said, I haven't driven in 8 years. So, and it ignored basically the question. Well, in participating in the panel with a Chinese electric vehicle auto executive, a Brazilian mining and energy CEO, and General Motors former chief economist, talking about the economy, economics, about the future of electric vehicles around the world. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said chaos is really bad for business. And right now there's been a pause in electric vehicle investment in the United States due to the policy decisions that are being made at the current federal level. Of course, referring to President Trump saying we're done with electric vehicles. Well, Whitmer said that the industry in the manufacturing world needed to continue to push electric vehicle charging networks, electric vehicle production, because the future of the world is moving in that direction. She said when it came to the mining of critical minerals like lithium and cobalt, there was only so much that the state could do to help push mining of these forward, because of the time to create a new mine is basically 40 years if you started today. I can't unilaterally address that, but what I can do is set the table so that when we have the proper environment, at least at the state level, that we are there able to support advancements on all of these fronts. Well, again, the moderator, Dan Murphy, asked who owned an EV to the audience. Whitmer was one of the panelists who didn't raise her hand. Murphy then asked the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, what kind of vehicle do you drive? To which she replied, I haven't driven in 8 years. Murphy then pressed further and asked, what type of car would you buy, an EV or a hybrid? Well, the governor says, I plan on buying when I go back into the private citizenry next year, but I'm not sure yet which one. Good way to avoid the question. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention to safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevinformi.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the Davos Switzerland World Economic Forum, participating in a couple of panels, being asked some questions. Well, earlier in the day, Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave an address about manufacturing to the World Economic Forum's Global Lighthouse Network. This is a business group that helps manufacturing across the world use technology to be more efficient and to keep the supply chain moving. During her trip to Switzerland, Whitmer is also expected to meet with executives, investors, and other leaders of countries regarding getting their companies to come and open up shop in the state of Michigan. On Wednesday there, Whitmer is scheduled to be on another panel put together in collaboration with CNN that would include the Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. She's also scheduled to have a press conference about education and setting up education talent pipelines with advanced manufacturers. Beshear from Kentucky is slated to join her. Interesting part of this is American Federation Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten is also scheduled to talk on the panel, along with Manpower Group President Becky Frankowitz. The subject is the projected 2.5 million unfilled manufacturing jobs and the global push to get 1 million young people to go into advanced manufacturing or supply chain areas by 2035. Whitmer has joined in Switzerland by Michigan Economic Development Corporation CEO Quentin Messer Jr., who said the presence of Michigan at the World Economic Forum was about helping get jobs and investments back into the state of Michigan. Messer went on to say, Michigan has one of the most diverse and resilient economies in the nation, and our defense and advanced manufacturing strengths are powerful draws for international partners. So basically, they're there pushing for other countries and corporations around the world to set up shop here in the state of Michigan. The one thing that they absolutely need is to attract young talent. And you see, one of the things that we absolutely have got to do is getting young people to think about these other career paths that do not include traditional college. Public universities are good if you're looking to go into certain areas, business, medical profession, research, etc., etc. But what they're talking about in Switzerland is the need for advanced manufacturing. And on that point, in that vein, is what you're basically looking at is skilled workers, people who have been trained to work with their hands, to be able to work with the trades, plumbing, electrical, welding, HVAC, auto mechanics. All these things are necessary skills that the young people today, they just don't have. We need to absolutely be part of these opportunities, and we need to get these kids thinking about it. So one of the things I would like you guys to do, is there any young people in your lives, kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, that maybe you can talk to them about these alternative vocational type of training that's out there for them? Because I got to tell you, without going into major debt for a college degree, a traditional four-year degree, where some of these kids are ending up with student loans, $75,000, $100,000, $150,000 in debt before they even have a job. Well, there's opportunities out there where they could actually, between grant opportunities and other things that are available, Michigan Reconnect, something that the governor has implemented here in the state of Michigan, there's ways for kids to basically get this training without any college debt at all. These vocational type of schools and training are totally available and in some cases won't end up costing them a dime. Well, we're making it our mission to definitely get involved in this year. This show, this radio station, we are going to reach out to Kirtland and Grayling and find out more about the vocational training opportunities they offer, as well as other schools across the northern Michigan area. So again, if you know any young people, kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, if you have any influence with them and their friends, you definitely need to stay tuned because we are now going to make this a top priority. It was on my New Year's resolution list. It was on my goals list. And we are definitely going to invest the time in researching and vetting these schools and learning more about what they offer. So we're very excited. And this is even what the governor is talking about over in Switzerland. And one of the things that you have to understand, this has been a trend for a lot of years. But now, because of what the governor's doing in Switzerland, what the new governor's probably going to end up doing even more is reaching out and trying to develop these investments in our state. Michigan is at a turning point. Michigan is at a turning point this year, folks, because of the midterm election. Something you have to understand, this process of electing for the first time in a long time open seats for both the governor and the U.S. senator, along with a new attorney general, a new secretary of state, all 110 of our state representatives in the House chamber, and all 38 state senators, along with congresspeople in Washington, D.C., two new Supreme Court justices. This election is going to be absolutely huge. And I find it very interesting that the governor is spending so much time in Switzerland trying to develop this type of investment here in the state of Michigan. Now, one of the governor candidates running so far is the process of going through and vetting these governor candidates. Well, there is a company, an organization out there that is looking to play a role in the upcoming governor's race. And one of the things I found very interesting was they emailed us the commercial. They gave us instructions for the plays and prepaid for these commercials to start airing here in the state of Michigan. And it's really interesting because one of the things that is amazing is the amount of money that is committed to this effort, basically going against Congressman John James' run for governor. A conservative group has begun spending money in Metro Detroit and around the state of Michigan to attack Republican gubernatorial frontrunner John James. In Detroit alone, they are reserving $141,000 of Detroit area broadcast cable and radio ads criticizing James over comments tied to President Donald Trump and urging him not to run for governor, according to the political ad tracking site Ad Impact. The commercial is tied to Michigan First Principles, an entity that is consulted in part by Doug Stafford, formerly with U.S. Senator Rand Paul's office. It questions whether James' run for governor puts his own personal ambitions before those of the president and the state party. The ad comes as recent polling shows James as a clear frontrunner in the Republican primary. According to the Michigan First Principles spokesperson, the organization was formed to inform Michigan residents about issues of importance to the people of Michigan, such as cutting income and property taxes and bringing attention to leaders who fail to put Michigan first before themselves. Michigan First Principles filing with the Federal Communications Commission references ad placement results out of New Mexico with placing the ad. However, according to tax filings, ad placement results was formed in 2023 with the same Grand Rapids, Michigan PO box as Ad Victory, which has been tied to Republican consultant John Yobbs' Strategic National as recently as 2022. Well, in asking Yob about it, Yob said he had nothing to do with the Michigan First Principles campaign. I join many Republicans in agreeing with President Trump's concerns about John James' candidacy and therefore support the direction of the advertising, but it isn't my group. And I refer any questions you have to the people who are actually running it. Yob, who worked with 2022 candidate Harry Johnson, a political candidate, potentially in 2026. Potential. Still thinking about getting into the race. Well, James' spokesperson, Hannah Ozentowski, said James has a strong track record with President Trump and within the Republican Party. John James is a proven winner. President Trump likes winners, and he remembers those who have been loyal. James said he has earned Trump's endorsement in each of his past races and is seeking it again, adding that John James leads the field in fundraising and leads by more than 40 points in current Republican primary polling. Bottom line is, John James is the only Republican who can win in the general election. Well, there's some other folks that have thoughts about this ad campaign, and we'll be covering that here as soon as we get back. Bottom of the hour news, hour number two. We'll be right back.